I'm Hugh Moore, and I'm on the board of the Route 66 Film Festival.
And my name is Lana Wildman, and I'm also a board member of the Route 66 Film Festival.
Tell us a bit about the history of this festival for those who don't know about it.
We're in our second decade. It was started some years ago. Linda McElroy was the brains and brawn behind most of the years. She's moved out of the state now, so it's up to other board members to continue it. It's international because there are submissions from all over the world. This year we've had submissions from 13 different countries in addition to the U.S. I think 35 movies have come from other countries in addition to the United States.
Tonight you're focusing on films with a military theme. Why did you decide to hone in on this aspect?
The real answer is I don't know. Our festival always has a theme. Last year it was the apocalypse, and that was the theme of the festival. This year, one of the board members is a veteran, and he said, how about saluting the veterans this year? Because we had never done that before. And I said, well, it's a great idea. So all of the board got together and said, well, that's what we'll do. The Friday night, we will honor the veterans and show some veteran-related films, and military-related films.
And then one of those films will be from Thomas R. Jones Sr., who's actually from Springfield, and we're going to play a bit of that trailer from his film, Long Way Home. Can you kind of set this up for us a little bit?
We originally met Tom Jones through a radio show that we do on another place, and he had a book that he was promoting, and the book was Long Way Home, and it's a book about his experiences, not so much in Vietnam, because he's a Vietnam vet, but his experiences coming home and how difficult the transition was for him. And that's where the book came from. Then there was a play that was made from it, and now they're making a film.
I'm continually on alert for an ambush when I walk down the street, searching for movement in bushes along the sidewalk. I scan dark corners and trees for hidden enemies. Look above second floor windows for snipers that could shoot me. And everyone tells me to forget now.
So other themes obviously will stray, though, from the military. And even that night, there's films on things covering a dystopian future involving unicorns, I see.
Yeah.
Yes. Obviously, themes of films do run the gamut here.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, the opening theme with the military theme is the only real thematic presentation in the whole festival. Everything else is just sort of mixed in together. And I want to also mention, because it's not, I don't think it's been mentioned yet much, is that we will be using the standard motion picture rating system for our films, G, PG. So you will know before you take, let's say, a child into a film, what the rating of that film is.
Then on Saturday, there are family-friendly films scheduled for the morning. There's many short films going on here. We're going to play a little bit from Wooing Wes Wilson, which is a film that comes out of Kingston, Illinois, about a quirky 13-year-old who's after her sister's boyfriend. Can you guys tell us anything at all, a little bit about the film?
It is funny. It's well-made. It becomes a contest, a musical contest between these two sisters over the attentions of this rather vacuous young man, as it would be in real life. It is basically, it's very entertaining. It moves very quickly. That's what we look for in our films, necessarily shorter films, lots of activity, get it in, get the story told, get out.
And the acting is wonderful.
It is.
It is just wonderful.
The 13-year-old girl is amazing. Mm-hmm.
And so in this little clip we're about to play, we have the 13-year-old girl who's going after her sister's boyfriend by playing the drums for him.
Yes. And that is one of the most wonderful sequences I know of in a wooing movie. Of all the things I've ever seen, I've never seen that. And believe me, it doesn't work.
What have you got in your pocket?
Oh, God, Wes, are you looking at my butt?
No, what? No, you've got something in your pocket.
The pocket attached to my butt? Wes! Yeah, they're my Thai sticks. My Uncle Vernon got them for me when he was in Thailand in the Vietnam War. They're drumsticks, but he calls them his Thai sticks because he got them in Thailand. Whether he also intended the veiled drug reference, I don't know.
So, you play the drums?
That's one way you could look at it. Or you could say, they play me. What? What's that? What's that sound? What's that sound like? You know what that sounds like? To me, that sounds like a single heartbeat. What? Do you hear that? Do you hear that one? That sounds like two hearts beating. Two hearts beating. Two hearts beating as one.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS, and that was a scene from the movie Wooing Wes Wilson. I'm joined now by Hugh Moore and Lena Wildman. They're both with the Route 66 Film Festival in Springfield, which is kicking off tonight and goes until tomorrow.
On Saturday, after the kid-friendly morning movies, you'll have afternoon and evening sessions as well. Any films here you're particularly excited about?
There's one from Australia. And it's called The Interviewer. And I can't tell you too much about it because it would give it away. It's only 12 minutes long, and it is just delightful. The acting is wonderful. The idea is one I'd never seen before. It's won our Best of Fest award. We do give awards in several categories. And only one category will the audience choose their favorite. And so we don't know that one yet, of course. We will tally that during the festival and give that award. But The Interviewer is a must-see, and that's on Saturday afternoon. It certainly is family-friendly.
Springfield is not a city with an independent film house that people can go see these types of films at. Does this fill a void maybe at least once a year when it comes to seeing, you know, more artistic type independent films?
I think it does for this reason. Now, I know that there's already a foreign film society in Springfield, and they show their films somewhere in the wintertime.
In February to April, I think.
But our festival is different in the sense that it not only brings you international films and national films, it brings you first-time directors. It brings you people who the audience may not have seen before or heard of before, but in many cases will. A couple of our films actually went on to be nominated for Academy Awards a few years ago. So this is a chance to see something absolutely unique in the film world, right here in the old capital city. So please come out.
And to meet the filmmakers and the actors. We've had some actually big actors here, like Doug Jones. And it's a chance to meet and greet them. And we do have an after party each evening from 10 until who knows when.
So come and get crazy.